Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gambit. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and super happy to be here today. This is the day where everyone gets to see just how amazingly I performed on last week's keynote poker for Apple's Glowjob media event. And
I think it was glow time, not glow jump. But
that actually explains a lot of my disappointment.
Probably. Yeah.
It started already.
Well, anyhow, the event that, for reasons that are obvious now, did not live up to my expectations, right?
Yes.
Although, actually, I did like the event. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to talk about our results from that, and then with whatever time we have left, we'll talk about our thoughts about the event and the announcements. So before we get into how poorly we did, Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Weather is let's call it spicy here.
Spicy.
Yeah, we had we had a temperature drop of 20 degrees Celsius. Oh, actually, probably more than that at this point, 20, 25 degrees Celsius in like a couple of days. It was like beginning, like Monday, Tuesday, it was still quite hot, like 30, 32 degrees, so about like somewhere in the 90s Fahrenheit. And today it was like, I think it's like right now, it's probably like 43 or something. We're expecting snow in Vienna in September. So snow in summer. Okay. And I mean, and heavy rains. So like all the, like the, it, like there's a recommendation not to go anywhere right now because of the storm. There's like a, like high winds and like the train services are shutting down and all the like emergency services are getting ready for like, yeah, a lot of water, a lot of rain, and everything that comes with that, like streets getting destroyed and bridges and whatever. So,
wow.
Yay. Fun. Wow.
So your weather is spicy. Yep.
It is definitely. I mean, I have like really, really strange. Like this, I've lived here for a year. For the first time, I have like, I discovered there's a little bit of water like under my window. So it's not like some, there's probably some, like some mess up when they like put in the like the caulk or whatever to isolate the window from the building, from the concrete, whatever. Like this has never happened before. So it's just because the lot of water and the high winds are kind of probably pushing the water in into the building, something like that. So yeah, I had to send my landlord or like the management company an email and say, hey, this is not good.
That is
the
not
wall
good.
Is kind of wet under the window. Maybe someone should have a look at that. And there are multiple people in this building that have that. It's a new building, so like you never know. There's always something. So someone will hopefully come and fix it. It's not a big deal, but yay.
Yeah.
This is the way, you know. That hasn't happened before. I mean, we've had like an entire like fall season with winds and rain and everything, but not this bad.
Well, hopefully they fix it quickly.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's not a lot. It's not that it's like water streaming in or it's dripping or whatever. It's just, it's, you see, it's a little damp under there and it's like, okay, probably not a good thing. So,
yep.
Yeah, other than that, I'm good. I'm very happy to have keynote poker day today.
Me too. Hey, speaking of spicy, Chuck, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay.
You didn't know how to respond to that, did
yeah,
you?
that one took me off guard. I'm good, Jeff. I'm having one of those. Friday the 13th is living up to its name this morning. Let's just say that.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's true.
Yeah, so, but other than the all the issues that come with Friday the 13th, I'm doing good because I'm here with you guys.
That's awesome. Yeah. And Dave, sorry, I don't have a ridiculous segue to slide in.
maybe Dave is also spicy. I mean, he's wearing red, so.
Is this red? No, I think it's orange.
Okay, it looks red. Kind of reddish.
It's orange.
Well, all right. So
orange.
So double spicy Dave. How's it hanging, bro?
What's going on? Friday. I've got my iPhone pre-ordered. I'm happy.
That's awesome. And I did not pre-order an iPhone. Chuck, I know you did.
Did.
And Patrice.
Well, I said I wouldn't, but I did. Kind
All
of
right.
spontaneous decision earlier today. I actually, until this morning, wasn't sure. I was kind of was on the fence, and then I just did it. So.
No, I totally get it. And I have not done a pre-order. I really want to see the new iPhones, have them in hand before I make a decision. And
I think you said the
there's a
same
part
thing
of me
last
that's being
year. And
fiscally responsible too. Because,
Yeah, I
you
think you
know.
said the same thing last year. You said you wanted to see them and then maybe pick one up, and then you never did.
And I did not.
Yeah, which is fine. You don't have to.
Yeah, th this year might be different because this is the year that I won't be able to play with Apple Intelligence unless I have a new phone.
True.
Yeah, I mean you could still play with it on your Mac probably,
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
and I don't know what iPad you have, but maybe that too.
No, I just realized I do not have an M series
Okay,
iPad.
so maybe this is the year.
So maybe this is a year. Yeah. Hey, I said it was keynote poker day or follow-up day and
Results state.
the results day. So what we did last Friday was our usual keynote poker where we all made predictions about what Apple would announce at their event that apparently I'm not allowed to name anymore on
Yeah,
Monday.
don't tell Tim what you
Right.
did to their name.
Oh, but I mean, you can imagine what sort of device announcements I was expecting. That didn't happen. Yeah. Anyhow, so we all made our predictions and then bet points on those predictions. And Patrice, you're such a great moderator for that. And you put all the heavy lifting into it because you came up with the documents and I mean, everything else.
You mean I
So,
did a little bit of copy and paste?
yeah, well, that's still the heavy lifting because none of us did any of that. And anyhow, you were a great host for that. So thank you. And do you want to fill us in on everything else and then
Sure.
talk about how we actually did?
Sure. So as you said, we did the keynote poker last week. If you haven't listened to it, I would recommend you pause the episode here, go back to last week, listen to that. If you're listening live, then I don't know how you will do that, but you'll figure it out. Because there were some rules and so on. We all had predictions and we all had bets that we put on those predictions. As always, there's a master, like a Google Docs document where we put all of that in, and I created an Excel, well, actually Google Sheets thing out of that. And yeah, I'm going to share that afterwards so you can all see that. And yeah, I think we should just go through it. So there were Dave, Jeff, me, and Ben. That's the order we predicted and also bet. In that, so Chuck unfortunately couldn't make it last week, so he didn't submit anything before, so he was not included. Maybe next time there might
So
be an event in October.
in other words, Patrice, I win.
You won. Yeah, probably. Actually,
Yeah.
yes, I think you won.
Yeah, it's like
Yeah.
war games. The
Yeah.
only solution for winning is not to play,
Not to
right?
play. Yep.
Yes, that is, and I think in this case probably the best option. Yeah, so let's just jump in real quick. We're just going to go through the predictions and how it was. Great that we can discuss it if I got something wrong. I try to be fair and also like get it right. But if there's one point where you're like, I think, then we can discuss it and then make a final decision here. So the very first prediction in round one was from Dave, and he said that the iPhone 16 Pro will have a 2 terabyte option for storage. And not only did we not get a 2 terabyte option during the event, we didn't get a 2 terabyte option at all. So it wasn't done. So unfortunately, and we all said it would be 5 points. So we all said, yes, this will absolutely happen. And all of us lost 5 points on this one. So not a great start, I would say. Jeff had one. I'm kind of on the fence on this one. You said existing bands will be compatible with the new Apple Watch. And it's true, technically, it was never talked about. So I wasn't sure, is that... It's hard. I mean, is based on what we know, it's true. The existing bands are still compatible.
They're still compatible, yes.
Yeah, but they never actually talked about that. They never said they're still compatible or they're not compatible. And like, according to our rules, if it's not set or shown on stage, it doesn't count. So I was kind of thinking, it doesn't matter. It's all 5 points. So either we all lose 5 points or we all win 5 points. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But I kind of didn't really talk about.
Well, okay. I will give you an argument on both sides. The side.
How does that help?
Well, so that maybe it can.
Okay. Maybe Chuck and Dave have an opinion on it.
Okay. So they did not specifically say anything about watch band compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
What they did show, however, is an Apple Watch Series 10 side view with a watch band that uses the same
mm-hmm.
shape, connector shape that we already have. Yep. So that could count, or maybe not.
I don't know what Chuck or what Dave, what do you think about that?
So again, you said that they will not be compatible? Or
no. They will be compatible. Will That's be. What he said. And it's hard to really judge either way, to be honest.
He didn't say anything, but
yeah,
I'd give it to him.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
All right.
Chuck, you're on mute, by the way.
Sorry. I would agree, Dave. And I say that because they didn't say, look, let's face it, Apple would have made a big deal out of a new connector or a new mm-hmm. watch series, watch band size. So even though they would have let you know in that roundabout very positive way. So mm-hmm. I think it's a fair give.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. I thought because they didn't explicitly talk about and we should like be careful about that in the future. I don't want to set a precedent here. If they don't talk about it, it's true. But I think in this case, I think it's because they didn't explicitly say that there's a new connector. I think the assumption is there is an existing one that works. So I think it's okay. As I said, ultimately it didn't matter.
Yeah, I'm with you. For events going forward, the lack of an announcement to support an announcement
mm-hmm.
doesn't count as a win.
Yeah, exactly. But as I said, in this case, and as you said, Jeff, they did show the new watch band. I think it's okay. So far, we're all at zero, basically. We lost five, we won five, we're all at zero. Next one, this is where it starts to get interesting. So I said there would be a HomePod with a display. Not only did we not get any HomePod with a display, we didn't get anything on the HomePod side at all, which was a big surprise for me. And since all of you thought that wouldn't happen, you all won some points and I lost some. So that was actually a pretty good one for Dave and for Jeff, especially with -5. So you won 5 points. Ben predicted in kind of the end of round one, a 49 millimeter version of the standard Apple Watch is available. And what he meant was that it's the ultra size on the standard line. And I had to watch that like three times to kind of confirm that this is not what they announced. They did talk about the ultra, but it's not a 49 millimeter version. And we later on learned it's actually 46. So I said this didn't happen. Don't know if anybody disagrees with that. As I said, it was confusing, to be honest, and I had to watch it multiple times to even figure out if this could be true or not.
What was the actual screen size?
It's 46, actually.
46.
Yeah, that's how they It's not just that's the thing. This is not the screen size. This is the case size. It's a 46, not a 49. It's not the screen size. The screen is actually bigger than the Ultra, but the 49 millimeter is the size of the watch itself, and not the screen.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, good for Jeff and for me because we won a couple points here. Ben and Dave lost a couple. Not as many, Dave, because you only bet two on this one.
Yeah.
So after round one, it was really interesting. Except for Ben, we were all in the positive numbers. We have Ben with minus 2 points, and not that far off. We have me with a really good zero. We have Dave with 3 points. And that means Jeff, you're currently leading with 10.
Because you had worry. I will lose that lead. I am certain of it. Also, I want to point that. out that that having less than 0 points is not necessarily an indication you're going to do poorly through the rest of the game. I clearly remember one keynote poker where mm-hmm. Chuck had a ridiculous number of negative points at round two, and he mm-hmm. won.
Yeah, that can happen. Well, he won with, like, I don't know, 1 point or something.
But he was still ahead of all of us.
That's me, yeah. Mr. Negative.
That's so true. No, it's not true.
No, so, round Chuck, two. You're Mr. Barely Positive.
Barely positive, but still positive. So, round two. That. Round two, we had a prediction from Dave that they will announce AirPods SE as entry-level model. There were some AirPods announcements, there was no SE version. So we got kind of two really confusing versions of the AirPods 4 and
a software cosmetic change. AirPods Pro 2.
Well, and a cosmetic change to the AirPods Max.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so nothing on the AirPods SE, which means, once again, actually this one, all of, except for Dave, you and you, of course, said 5 points, but all of everybody else, Jeff, Ben, and me, we won points on this one. So good start into that round, at least for now. Jeff, you did the usual thing, talking about what Tim Cook is going to wear. And you said he's going to wear a blue shirt, which Dave and Jeff, so Dave agreed with you, Jeff. Ben said, I don't know, zero. And I disagreed and said, no, it's going to be a black shirt. It was very evident from like the first second on, this is a blue shirt.
It was blue. So. And he was not the only blue shirt at the event. There were several blue shirts.
Yeah, exactly. So, good one for you. I was really hoping there would be a pink color option on the iPhone Pro. Did not happen. Jeff, you were with me on this one. Dave and Dave was, I said, no, not going to happen. Unfortunately, Dave, you are right. It was another shade of gray, basically, again. A little bit more gold gray, but still grayish. Desert, yeah. So, yeah, I lost a bunch of points here. Ben said the end of Lightning phones will be announced for at least some markets. There was no discussion about that. There was a slide that had a USB-C on the iPhone on it. But they never mentioned that there's no Lightning anymore or anything like that. That would make it obvious that in some markets they don't have Lightning at all. So while that's in fact probably true, because I don't think, yeah, that they're only selling the 15s now, 15 and 16, as far as I know, in Europe, they didn't talk about it. So that's why I said this was not correct. I hope you agree
I'm
that.
I'm with you.
It was a difficult one.
Because announced, that's the key word in this.
Mm-hmm. Did, as I said, on the slide, I saw, I paid attention to that, there was a USB-C thing on the slide, but nowhere was it clear, hey, this means there is no more Lightning any iPhone Lightning. So, yeah. That means, and this round was really interesting. Because I managed to do 0 points in both rounds.
Has anyone managed to do that before now? Is this a first?
I don't know, but I don't think so. I think we've had 0 points, I think, as a result, but never has someone managed to do both rounds with 0 points. So I basically won some, lost some, and at the end of the day, it was all push. So in the last round, or in the second round, we had Dave with -7 points in last place. Ben with -3 points in second to last place, or third place, you want to call it. Me with 0 points in second place. And Jeff with 10 points in first place.
Holy
and
crap.
that brings us to a very interesting result. I think you can guess it already. In last place, we have Ben with -5 points. So barely under zero. We have Dave actually with -7 points. Dave, unfortunately, you lost too many in the second round. As I said, I did ultimately zero. So almost as if I hadn't played at all. And Jeff, you're the only one that is technically fully 100% in the positive with an actually whopping 20 points.
Holy crap.
So I don't know how you did that, but you did.
Apparently, betting emotionally paid off for once.
It did. It totally did. It totally did. So congratulations. You're our keynote king this time.
I will be a benevolent ruler.
Good. What didn't come true in the this time around was that our ungraded predictions were any better than our bets. There was a lot of red X's in here. So Dave, you had said there would be an AirPods Max 2. It's actually not. It's kind of they said there's not a new version. It's basically USB-C and a new color set. That's it. So nothing changed. There was also no iPhone SE announced. So didn't get that one. Ben had said there would be an iPhone. The new iPhone SE is a iPhone 14 with USB-C. Since there was no iPhone SE, this is also not correct. There was also no Apple TV SE. So didn't get that. Ben had two predictions about the iPhone Mini. The iPhone Mini 7 with the same processor as the base iPhone, and the iPhone Mini will be Apple Intelligence compatible. No, capable, sorry. Didn't get any iPhone iPads, so not that one. The new Apple Watches will be Apple Intelligence compatible. And I checked, and they talk about intelligence, but not Apple Intelligence. So because they talked about basically the smart stack. I think that was one of the features where I said, yeah, this is now, this is more intelligent smart stack, but it's not Apple Intelligence. It's not the whole thing with Siri and all of that on device. So interesting question. I had to check that a couple of times because I was like, did I talk about Apple Intelligence? No, they talked about intelligence only. Really weird. And Tim Cook will say good morning 3 times. He did not. I don't know why this was a prediction because he usually only says it once.
Oh, he says it once.
Yeah, usually he says it once in the beginning, so I don't know.
Well, by making it 3 times, then it becomes a prediction.
Who said that? I don't remember.
That had, I mean, if it had been Tim Cook will say good morning 1 time, it's a prediction that wouldn't be allowed.
That's true.
That was Jeff that said
It was ungraded.
No, that was Ben.
That was Ben. Jeff had actually the only two correct ungraded predictions. Because you said no iPad hardware announcement, ding, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The release date for iOS and iPad OS 13? No, not 13, 18. Is September 17th. They actually didn't talk about the release dates. And it is actually 16th, not the 17th. But they never talked about it at all, which is unusual, actually. But they talked about.
I was expecting them to say, and you'll be able to download this on September, well, 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as I said, we learned afterwards it's the 16th, but either way, it was not correct.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
You find out.
Exactly. No, actually, in previous times, they mentioned that. Like previous years, I remember they said, and it's available to download on Monday or something like that, or Tuesday. The release date for the iPhone is September 20th. I didn't think that was a big surprise. Got that one. And Craig did not have two costume changes.
He had zero.
Didn't change at all. he never changed at all. I had a prediction about the Vision Pro announcement in additional countries. Not only did we not get any additional countries for the Vision Pro, they never even mentioned it or showed it anywhere, which was really strange. So I don't know what was up with that, but there was nothing. And I also thought there would be new AirPods Max with USB-C and high latency support. If I had skipped the high latency support, it would have been correct. But of course, they only got, and it's, I mean, even then, new AirPods Max is kind of a stretch.
It's not even really new.
Exactly.
It has a USB port, USB-C
if
port,
I had said,
and different colors. Yeah,
if I had said AirPods Max with USB-C and had it left at that, then I would have gotten this one. But no. So overall, I think we got, let me see, we have two out of eight correct in our regular graded section, and two out of 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 correct in our ungraded section.
Wait, okay, so I'm looking at the graded predictions.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that I am the only person with correct predictions?
Yeah, that's
and
a good question.
I'm not saying that as a humble brag. I'm just baffled.
That is, I mean, it's probably part of the reason why you won, because you're actually pretty good at that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the blue shirt was kind of, it's probably like 50-50. It's either blue or black.
It's also been gray.
That's true. It's been gray at one point. So, but there's not too many options. Tim is not known for too many color choices usually. So
that's true. More color choices than Tim, but not by much. Or excuse me, more color choices than Steve, but not by
much. That's true. We wouldn't have accepted anything there, because I mean, he did change over his lifetime, like from like bow tie and like suit to turtleneck, but that was about it. So so that's our keynote poker. So congratulations, Jeff. And I think everybody else has to do better next time, hopefully.
Well, Patrice, I think you get honorable mention for being the first person to have zero at the end of round one, zero at the end of round two.
Yep, that's true. I don't know how I did that. No, I know how I did that. I lost a lot. I mean, that's kind of, isn't that what casinos want? Basically, whatever you win, you lose.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how Dave did lose more than he could, but
well,
at least that. Cool. Should we talk about the event then?
We should. And Patrice, thanks again for putting in the hard work of pulling together Keynote Poker and being such an awesome host for that. You rock.
You're very welcome. It was a lot of fun, as always. Like, especially then watching the video and be like, no.
I used all kinds of self-control to restrain myself from, at the beginning of the keynote, just making announcement to everyone, I've already won 5 points. Because it starts off with Tim in a blue shirt.
The first, like, two minutes, because that was the video first, so.
Oh, right. Right. And then we
after
had
that.
The flyover and fly through.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, at least Tim wasn't on the roof. I think he's not allowed up there anymore because he probably fell off last time.
He did have his feet very firmly planted on the ground all the time when he was on camera.
Not really.
Oh yeah, there was the thing that really annoyed me, which was the whole knee bounce thing he was doing.
Yeah, he was like,
yep. It's Tim, stand still.
Yes. Yeah, that was all interesting.
Right. Well, so we've gotten through our predictions and the results. So let's talk about the event itself. And I'm just going to throw a question out. Did we talk about iPhone buying before we started recording?
We did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then let's start with that. Since everyone that wasn't here before we started recording missed out on that. So, Dave, since I know all three of you ordered, spoiler, I'm just going to ask you, what did you choose and why?
Got the 16 Pro Max in black titanium with 512 gigabytes of storage. Pretty much what I've had. That's what I have on the 15 Pro Max now. I upgrade every year. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the new things on the iPhone 16, including the camera control. It's the big change that's on there. And speed improvements, and the 4K 120 FPS is going to be pretty amazing with videos. So
nice, nice. Excuse me, Chuck, how about you?
The 16 Pro Max in black with 256 gig storage. I've looked hard. I mean, the Max does have a few extra little nice niceties as far as the actual feature set. The regular Pro looked really nice, and I've said this a few times. I like carrying the regular size phone. I like using the larger size phone, and so it just, you know, the using trumps carrying. But this one, I have call it concern, maybe that much. About, you know, just this being a little bit heavier. I know it's only a few grams, as I recall. So, and it's, but you know, a few grams here, a few grams there, pretty soon, you know, you got some weight. So I'm sort of like you, Jeff. I want to get this in my hand. I almost am trying to bias myself toward the larger phone. Therefore I ordered the larger phone because it'll be more hassle to return that and scale back. But I do have those concerns. So, you know, I got it pre-ordered this morning, and with a little luck and no further hiccups from Goldman Sachs, it will be here next Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that you, I think, was it on Discord or somewhere, you mentioned that you were concerned a little bit about the slightly larger size of the Pro Max versus the 15 Pro Max.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's the size. I mean, it's a catch-22, Patrice, as far as I'm concerned. I want the larger size. I like the larger size. But, you know, at some point, I don't want to carry around an iPad mini in my pocket.
Yeah.
Because it obviously won't fit. So, you know, that's where if we could get something that, you know, it strikes that happy medium, we'll see if this is it, or how big can they get before that becomes a detriment to the phone.
Yeah.
For me,
I can give you a little tip of, like, what to do about that, and I'm pretty sure Team Cindy can help you with that. There is something called a purse, and when you if you carry that, then you can have as big of a phone as you want.
The look on Chuck's face is just
yeah. Oh, did my screen freeze for a minute?
it seemed to freeze a lot last night.
Chuck, I used to wear cargo pants all the time, and eventually I was like, this is ridiculous, because first I look like an idiot, and I'm not saying
but that was because of the
makes
cargo
people
pants
look like an idiot. They made me look like an idiot, and my pants were so heavy all this stuff in the pockets and they were off balance and you're walking and your pants are moving at a different rate than you are because of all the weight in the pockets. And so I was like, oh, this is stupid. So I started carrying a small little day pack thing around, mm-hmm. you know, like a little backpack book bag sort of thing. and one day, multiple days, it was pointed out to me that I really needed to be carrying something else around because I was carrying a bag that wasn't really practical for what he needed to do. And it looked like everywhere I went, I was off to my first day of school. And and I had this shoulder bag thing that I had picked up to use at conferences because it was mm-hmm. small but big enough that I could slide like a 10-inch iPad in it and have room for a few other things. So it'd be like super easy to use at conferences. But conferences weren't happening anymore because of the lockdown. So I was like, well, I'll just start using this. And so ultimately, Chuck, I realized that I'm carrying around a purse everywhere.
And yeah, should lean into that.
And it's okay.
And yeah, it's funny.
It's amazing what you can carry. And being mm-hmm. able to swing it out of the way when I don't need it and swing it right in front of me like a kangaroo pouch and get stuff out when I need it. It turns out it's really convenient.
Jeff, it's funny you say that because I noticed traveling this summer, I saw more people, men, with some kind of crossbody bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Vegas. There were a couple other touristy destinations, so I really didn't think a lot about it. But I think for security reasons, people are becoming a lot more comfortable with this idea, you know, where it literally straps across your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bag itself is, let's see, is that high enough on my screen? Yeah, it's chest high. And so, you know, you could reach up there and pull it out easily. It, in some ways, it looks a little ridiculous, but when it comes to security and not wanting to make sure somebody doesn't lift your wallet or your phone or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, we can joke about it, but it may be something that's coming as we all seem to carry more of these electronics around along with everything else you need to carry around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you that it's always very convenient to have a purse with you because you can take more stuff with you and you don't have to shove it somewhere in like your pockets or your like jacket or whatever. Mm-hmm. And literally grab it and go.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to when we compare our bags at the next event, Chuck.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Patrice, what did you order? Did you order?
I did. I mentioned that before. I did ultimately, like, if you had asked me, I think last night, and I think earlier the week on Mac Voices Live, I said as much. I was like 95% certain I would not order.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I took a really close look at the like what it's offering, the specs and I decided, I mean, I could afford it. And there were some camera things that I was like, especially with the Vision Pro and having the two 48 megapixel cameras for spatial videos and so on, would probably be a good thing because I'm starting to take more of those. And I'm like, and I looked at the trade-in value for my 15 and I was like, eh, it's not that much. Like I think it's like €600 or something difference. I'm like, oh, I'll just order one. So I didn't rush. Actually, I was surprised because I'm anyway traveling next week. So it will be here on Friday, but I won't be. So I actually wasn't in any rush. And like with the Apple Watch, for example, I think it's coming the week after. And I was totally fine with that because I'm like, I'm not here anyway, but I'm actually getting it, the iPhone on Friday because apparently I was taking it very slow and I was still fast enough to order it and get it on launch day. So I don't know why. 256 Pro Max in sand, the only somewhat color in the mix.
Nice. And all right, so for me, I did not order, and this is the year that it makes sense for me to get a new phone, but I didn't pre-order anyhow. I'm still rocking an iPhone 12 Pro, so the camera update on a 16 or 16 Pro would be noticeable. And I do not have a phone currently that supports Apple Intelligence. So it makes sense that if I want to use these new features, mm-hmm. this is a year for me to get a new phone. And this is the first year where there have been enough changes where I felt, okay, I know I'm going to be dropping a little over $1,000 on a phone without a payment plan. So this is a year where, yeah, maybe that makes sense. But I am not pre-ordering because I want mm-hmm. to see the phones in person. I want to look at the colors. I want to hold them in my hands. I want to try using the new camera button with the camera, with the phone flipped over. So it's on the bottom. So I can use it left-handed, see how that works. And then I'll decide what I'm going to get.
Yeah, that's by the way, one of the things I that actually convinced me at the end, because I've been using the action button as a camera button. Mm-hmm. But the problem is then that the camera, that the lenses are on the bottom. I can see that here. So flipping it over is actually better. So that's kind of the other part. By the way, Bob Beach corrected me. It's desert, not sand. And he's, of course, right. It has a different name in Germany. That's in German. That's why I forgot. Let's see what it's called. I think it's like Wüstensand. So desert sand, photos, basically.
Okay. Yep, that's how I hold my iPhone when mm-hmm. I take photos.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyhow, being able to hold it where the button, so I guess I'd be holding it like.
Yeah, you would.
Like,
I know.
This is how I'd be holding it with the new button.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could do the thumb thing.
Do that again,
what I
Jeff.
Want to see is
no,
if...
I think you're on the wrong side.
Which side is on the button on?
Where the Siri button is. The small button.
Okay. So
it's that.
This side.
So here's the Siri button.
Right.
So so the other button is down here. So if I put that on the bottom.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be down here, right?
No, I think you're still on the wrong side. It's not
here's
the side,
Siri
it's not on
the
side.
Right here.
Is that? It's not on the side where the SIM card tray is.
We don't have SIM cards.
I don't have a SIM card tray. So
yeah, we in Europe we still get the SIM card tray.
Right.
One of the differences. No, it's on the side where the mute switch is not. On the opposite side of the mute switch, basically.
So
okay, then
for me it would be like this. And then I do this with the camera button.
Interesting. Oh yeah, right. Like this, right? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was on the other side for me, so it's this way.
I'll wait till I get it.
And normally I hold my phone this way, same way to take mm-hmm. photos, because I'm mm-hmm. using my index finger on mm-hmm. the on-screen camera button or shutter mm-hmm. button.
Yeah. Yeah, since I've had the action button, I use that as my camera shutter and everything.
Jeff, now you've got me completely confused as to which way I usually hold my phone when I'm taking pictures. It's one of those things you just sort of do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, you always do it this way, right? Like lenses to the bottom, like.
Oh no, I do not do that. No. You will very seldom see me take a photo in this port, in this orientation.
Yeah,
once in a while,
no,
there's a good
upside down
reason.
Even.
Yeah. No. No, I'm a little backwards, Patrice. I'm not that far gone.
Yeah.
All right. So,
was there mm-hmm. anything else during the event that you thought was important?
There you
doesn't sound like it.
The hearing aid stuff. The health stuff in general. Hearing aid, mm-hmm. apnea, test. Mm-hmm. The hearing protection features. The whole thing with Apple really leaning into health with all their devices as part of their ecosystem, really, I think that's a big thing. And it was great to see them continuing to do that. And they enhanced the female specific features, health features, which I thought was great, because even with everything Apple has done in that space, there's still so much more that can be done. And I want them to keep pushing forward, and I want other companies to look what Apple's doing and decide, hey, this is something we should copy, and then it benefits everyone.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one. Yeah, the health stuff is definitely, I mean, the Apple Watch kind of was interesting, at least. Who ordered an Apple Watch?
I did not. I have an 8, and I will continue to use the 8 until either it just simply stops working, or Apple resolves the whole patent thing in the U.S. Excuse me, so we can have the blood oxygen sensor on newer models again.
Yeah, I've heard that from so many people from the US. No, like a lot of people have said that, also in space and so on. That's definitely a big thing. I would be with you on this one. I ordered the 10 because one, they have it in rose gold, and I'm like, yes, my color.
And you still have an oxygen sensor.
And I still have an oxygen sensor because in Europe, they're still selling them. So, Jeff, I mean, the easy solution is you come over here and you buy it here.
Well, it's like every time we talk, you find even more reasons why I need to come visit. And and I'm all for this.
Yeah, so that's for sure. And I'm also upgrading from the Series 8. For me, it's mostly the battery life is not as good anymore than it used to. And for me, that's important because I'm using my Apple Watch 24/7. So minus the half an hour.
Brings up an interesting question, Patrice. If I were to come over and purchase an Apple Watch there and bring it back here, does a software upgrade at any point turn it off?
No.
It definitely does not.
Definitely not. I have I have a US Apple ID, and it does not disable it. If you buy it that way, then it keeps working. The only thing that could happen is because it's firmware. So if you go, like you break it, let's say you break your Apple Watch, you take it to the Apple Store, you have warranty on it. You can do Apple Care and everything. But if they replace it, they will probably replace it with the US version.
Right.
That's kind of one limitation. The other one would be cellular is not working in the US. So if you take a cellular version from Europe to the US, it's not working because they're using different bands and different carriers and so on. Yeah, we had that discussion somewhere. I had that with someone from the US, and that was our conclusion. Yeah, it should work. I mean, it even works for the Series 9 that were sold before. So I don't see why it shouldn't work.
Yeah. I'm more curious than anything, because I've got a Series 7. And I missed the sensor by that much by upgrading 1 year. I've pre-ordered the 10, mainly for the screen size. But
as far as I know, I mean, only Apple and probably other commercial resellers, like I think Best Buy or whatever, they couldn't do it either. Like they're not allowed to import it. But you as a person, you can do with your what you own, with your property, whatever you want. Yeah, you're not a company, so
yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry, Chuck, what did you order?
I ordered the Series 10 in black.
Which size?
The largest.
46.
I'd been looking at the Apple Watch Ultra and was very tempted with some of the sales that were going on ahead of time. Now I'm really glad I didn't, because basically the features that I wanted the most on a new watch, either Ultra or a new regular Apple Watch, is the larger screen. And so when they did that on the regular, it's like, okay, I don't really need, as much as I've gotten used to the idea of having that larger, physically larger watch on my wrist, I don't need to. I can go with a regular Apple Watch, get the feature I really want, and by the way, save a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Yep.
Dave?
Yeah, on the...
Did you pre-order a watch?
Nope, I'm staying with the 9 for now. Especially since it has the oxygen sensor, I don't want to change it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. In the chat, I see Bob Beach upgraded from a Series 8, which would be like mm-hmm. 9. Yep. And he went with the 46 millimeter, not like mine. I always get the smaller watch because I'm not a fan of wearing watches, even though I wear this thing not to sleep, but like all day long, I'll wear it. And I don't want anything bigger on my wrist.
See, that's one of the things I'm slightly concerned about, and I might return my Apple Watch because I had so far always the bigger one, but now it's even bigger, and this is kind of borderline size for me. So if it shouldn't be that much more. It's like, I don't know, I think a millimeter or half a millimeter or something in width. So it should be okay. It's not that much actually, but it could cross over in that it's too big, and then I'll return it and just buy a smaller one. So I'll see. Yeah, I decided to order and just return it if not, because I can always do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. All right, so I have a question for all of you. Do you think Apple needed to spend all the time talking about the Ultra 2? And I'm bringing this up because there is no new Ultra model.
No.
And yeah, the only change that we're seeing isn't even a change. You just added an extra color choice.
Yeah, and a different band.
Yeah, and a different band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, leaning into some of your comments, both from Mac Voices Live and In Touch with iOS, I think yes, because they made it black, they gave you a sexy band, they repositioned this, as far as I'm concerned, or made a partial repositioning to the fashion statement kind of thing. And so introducing it that way, as opposed to an Eddie Bauer kind of, you know, rugged outdoorsman kind of thing. This, yeah, I mean, I thought it was okay. And the fact that they're comparing and contrasting the Ultra 2 to the regular Apple Series 10, which added features, both software and otherwise. I didn't have a problem with it. I've seen a number of people complaining about it, about the fact that they wasted time on it, and I thought it was fine.
My take is that they needed to talk about it. I don't know if they needed to talk as long as they did, but you brought up a good point just now that I hadn't really thought about. They did a comparison between the watch models, and considering we are not the target audience for that infomercial, this is to get information about the new products out to the average Apple customer. Giving people all that information about what features you get on which Apple Watch model, that does make sense. But regardless, I feel like they did need to talk about the Ultra a little bit, just because they were running through the product line, which you can buy right now, or, well, which you can pre-order right now as well.
I forgot. Sorry, Dave, go ahead.
Ultimately, the really what they wanted to point out was the new color. I mean, for the Ultra 2. But the thing is, you can go and buy an Ultra 2 and probably get a little better price on pretty out there as it is anyway through Amazon or wherever. Even the Ultra series, I mean, I saw them as low as $399, $429. It was crazy.
Wow.
The Ultra is just as good as it, I would think. There was a huge difference from the Ultra and the Ultra 2. So, and there are probably some things that I'm not remembering, but...
No, there's some differences.
But if you're buying it as a fashion statement, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, just to be clear, there's visually no difference between the Ultra 1 and the Ultra 2. So you could save some money, get an Ultra 1, and you're wearing an Apple Watch Ultra, making your fashion statement.
I saw somebody, and I'm sorry, I'd love to give credit. I don't remember where, but the Ultra 2 Black with the titanium black titanium band looks like something Batman would wear.
I can totally see it on my head.
Yeah, I can too. And it's like, okay, so that makes me want it. But
yeah, and you're also
is he going to shoot an anchor out of prices?
Well, and but you know, also if I really want that look. Almost, I can take my Series 10 black and match it up with the $200 titanium band and get the sort of the same effect, maybe a little less, but $200 for a titanium band, I said.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. And,
and nobody flinched.
Because I know what titanium products cost. Yeah. Titanium is
That's
not
why
cheap.
I was like, it's not that much more.
Yeah, I have, I'll use my titanium camping spoon as an example. One spoon, $45. And I bought that one spoon 20 years ago. And I was excited because I got a good price on that. Titanium is not cheap.
Did it come with the servant to spoon feed you with it, Jeff?
Yes,
it did.
Oh my God!
I keep them in a closet in a bag with the spoon.
Yeah.
Okay,
but Chuck, there's kind of two reasons why I didn't flinch. Because one, this band, the solo bands are $100 already, so that much more. And I mean, go buy a Hermes band. It's like a what is that, 1200 or something? 1000. Something ridiculous. So
well, okay, Patrice, but the Hermes bands are for a whole different mindset of people. You know,
it's so probably so true, yeah.
That said, and look, you know, we've all discussed it. You know, I think Apple takes a lot of advantage, price advantage, and look, people are willing to pay it. You know, nobody's putting a gun to their head. So you know, but you can find pretty much something that is 98% identical at a pick your watch band at a much better price.
Yep.
So,
yep. My,
the 2% does make a difference though. I'm going to tell you that. I've tried a lot of the third parties and I'm not convinced.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I've had really good luck with when I'm going for leather bands, with third party bands, but I've bought them all from companies that I already know and have a good reputation.
Yeah, that's important.
The exception is since I have the smaller size Apple Watch, having the magnetic leather loop band, that's not an option from Apple. You have to go third party for the smaller size. So I did, and it was some random generic company out of China. And the band was great for about 6 months. And then it just started to come apart. But I paid so little for it. It's like, whatever. So I ordered another one. It was a different company. That one has held up for 3 years, 4 years now.
Okay.
And it still looks great. And I did the same with a fine woven band.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's not very hard. I mean, the one from Apple barely holds up. So
yeah, so but I paid a fraction of the cost, and I'm pretty sure that this is actually an Apple fine woven band, like out of the same factory, and they just kind of slid some stuff off to the side and sold it in a little plastic bag instead of a fancy box, and it cost me next to nothing. Yep.
The night shift that produced that one.
The night, yeah, I have a night shift band. I'm certain of it.
I had one of the original Apple leather loops, and obviously paid for it, and it I think it held up through four generations of upgrades. I mean, it did a great job, and then it finally gave up the ghost. So I, instead of going that direction again, I went with the Melanese, and I did the magnetic closure, obviously, and I learned to love that just as much. And but I went with the knockoffs, and I think I don't think I've replaced that once. You know, because it's metal, it just doesn't degrade. I do occasionally steal silverware from some restaurants, but other than that,
you know. Only steal the titanium silverware, because that's the
Exactly. Who needs gold or silver?
Is titanium magnetic? Okay. So I can't steal titanium silverware. Sorry, Jeff. I'd give you a fork and a knife to go with your spoon.
You know, the fact that you would think of me, that's good enough.
Whenever I think of theft, I think of you.
That's so sweet. with that, I think it's time to wrap up. We'll start cool things again next week.
Good to do.
And for now, I'll just say, wow, thank you to the three of you for making my Friday morning so much fun. I genuinely enjoy getting to hang out with all of you. So, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS and intouchwithios.com. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I am here on Fridays on my Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights. And you can also find me on Mastodon at DaveG65 at Mastodon.com.
Awesome. And Patrice, how about you?
Well, I'm here on The Big Show and The Mac Show on British Tech Network every week. So also yesterday was a really cool show. We had a blast when we talked about non-Apple side of things. Yes, there was stuff that happened. Surprisingly enough, I brought the chip story, so not Tom.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise, yeah. I thought Tom would bring that one. But I had to talk about my fellow Austrians, so I did that. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcasts, the projects, everything that I'm doing, you can find on my website, thepatrice.com. I was also on Mac Voices Live this week, since I have the week off. I was able to do that, like really late at night. So that was a lot of fun. We talked about the Glow Job event, Glow Time event. And that's what I'm going to call it because of Jeff. We just posted another episode of Retro Rewatch, episode 8. Which one was that now? See, now I'm blanking on it.
The candle one.
Oh, Brief Candle. Yes, Brief Candle. You're right. Brief Candle. See, I just posted about it and I've already forgotten. That's how my brain works. Yeah, so Brief Candle, Retro Rewatch with Jeff. We watched this episode, had a lot of fun doing it. It was not brief, I can tell you that.
And we had a lot of thoughts.
We had a lot of thoughts about this one. And yeah, so this one is out. And there's also no new social media posts that I created this morning for this. So have a look for that.
Awesome. Awesome. And Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com is where you can go to see the brand new, only 2-week-old, give or take, MacVoices website. It's been completely redesigned. I still need to give folks a tour of some of the things that have changed, but basically you will not have any trouble finding anything you're used to finding. We have a lot of, I've got so much stuff stacked up and so many people I want to talk to that it's getting a little frightening. On Tuesday nights, as Patrice mentioned, you can find Mac Voices Live on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are. And on all the socials, I am at Chuck Joyner. Thanks, Jeff.
I would be frightened, too, if I had to talk to us. So.
Hey Chuck, I do like your new site design. That looks nice.
It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah. I want to give a lot of credit to Mike Potter, he of Mac Conference and Expo fame, because he also does web consulting as his profession. And we had a lot of arguments, good-natured arguments, over what I had in my head versus what I should have. And he won probably about 90% of them. So what you see is, you know, is a lot of credit to him. I love it. It just took me a while to get there. So thanks, Mike.
Nicely done, Mike. Yeah.
He's the man with the website, man.
Yes.
He is. I was almost ready to say, Dave, where can people find you? But I just realized that it's me. I'm the person.
Where can we find you?
Well, when I'm not checking what color shirt Tim Cook is wearing, you can find me on social media as Jay Gamut, and the sites I'm active on or services I'm active on right now are Mastodon and Instagram. Then for shows, I honestly don't understand how actually all three of you can be so patient as to want to do multiple shows with me, and yet here we are. So to that end, Chuck, thank you for letting me join in on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Dave, thank you for letting me join in Touch with iOS on Thursdays. And how is it that Ewan is still letting me host? And I'm not saying that like, wow, it's been a long time since he's hosted. What's up with that? I mean, like, have you seen me? What? Anyhow. So Thursdays for the big show, Fridays for the Mac show. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. So with that, thank you again to all three of you for just being so amazingly awesome. And I'm glad we get to do shows together. I'm choked up. I think it's a hairball. I need to stop licking my cat. Excuse me. Oh, I tell you what though, she's always clean. Wow. Thank you to all three of you for just being awesome and incredibly tolerant and being wonderful friends. I'm so glad we get to do this. And hey, everyone that's watching or listening live, thank you for being part of this as well. Everyone that participates in the live chat, we're so glad you're doing that. Then let's see. Hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. And Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And a shout out to TSO hosts. Thank you for being here and supporting us. They give us everything we need so that we can make a show happen every single week. And without their generous support, we would not be able to do that. So go online, give them some love, and thank them for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. Also, if you need to buy domain names, because you're part of the BTN family, you get a special discount on their already good prices just because you're here with us. That discount code is BTN20. So get your domain name, throw that discount code BTN20 into your cart and get an extra 20% off. And so with that, hey, everyone, join us again next Thursday for the big show. Come back again on Friday for the Mac show. And all of you have an awesome weekend.